was born. The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found.
Blues rock guitarist George Thorogood was born on this date in 1950. Originally a minor league baseball player, he decided to become a musician in 1970 after seeing John Paul Hammond in concert. 3 years later, he assembled the Destroyers in his home state of Delaware. After the group formed, they moved to Boston, where they became regulars on the blues club circuit. In 1974, they cut a batch of demos that were later released in 1979 as the Better Than the Rest album. Within a year of recording the demos, the Destroyers were discovered by John Forward, who helped them secure a contract with Rounder Records. Thorogood and the Destroyers' debut was released in early 1977. The group's second album, Movin' On Over, was released in 1978. The title track, a cover of Hank Williams' classic, was pulled as a single, and it received heavy FM airplay, helping the album enter the American Top 40 and go gold. In 1980, the group released more George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Following the release, Thorogood signed with EMI Records, releasing his major label debut, Bad to the Bone, in 1982. The title track of the album became his first major crossover hit, thanks to MTV's saturation airplay of the song's video. The album went gold and spent nearly a full year on the charts. Thorogood's next three albums after Bad to the Bone all went gold. By the beginning of the 90s, his audience began to decrease. None of the albums he released went gold, even though the title track from 93's Haircut was a number two album rock hit. Despite his declining record sales, Thorogood continued to tour blues and rock clubs, and he usually drew large crowds. Subsequent efforts included 1997's Rockin' My Life Away, 99's Half a Boy, Half a Man, 2003's Ride Till I Die, and 2006's The Hard Stuff. A gas explosion in the tunnels of coal mines near Jenny Lind, Arkansas, killed 13 coal miners on this date in 1928. Rescuers tried to reach the miners after the explosion, but were hindered by gas fumes. 125 men had been working in the mine at the time of the explosion. The survivors escaped through the entrance or through another mine. The Voice of America went on the air for the first time on this date in 1942. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.